nature and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Beautiful, beautiful morning here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We had a little fall feel come in a couple of days ago, and it's there this morning. I actually had to roll up the windows after I got up to speed driving over here to the station this morning. We're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're near the big airport, and wherever you are in the country, this show goes out across the nation. Check in with us this morning on gardening. That's what we talk about, organic gardening, the natural organic approach. And we talk about vegetable gardening, herb gardening, landscaping, pest control. I want to talk about composting a little bit today as well. But let's start by telling you who brings you this first hour, Victor products, Victor dog food and cat food. Make a note that their website is victordogfood.com, and they bring you the SPCA feature of the week, and this week it's Libby, 5-year-old, 48-pound female shepherd mix, and she is really, really pretty. She's a brown and black coat rescued from cruelty on August the 4th, brought to the SPCA for a fresh start. She's a quiet girl, but she's a love bug. She loves attention, loves getting treats. She's positive, heartworm positive, but thanks to awesome donors, her treatments are free to anyone, to any new family that she gets. So check out Libby. She is really, really pretty. Her picture's on our website on dirtdoctor.com under the SPCA pet adoption button. From previous weeks, not good news. Lazarus, Colonel, and Como still waiting for home. So check them out while you're there, too. Wherever you are in the country, support your rescue organizations. Best place in the world to get a great pet. Open lines for you here, which has been a little unusual the last couple of weeks. Everybody's been jumping on early. I've got a little bit to cover, but not too much, so you can get a line real quickly right now. Anyway, at 1-866-444-3478. 3478 is DIRT. That's 1-866-444-3478. Got a little bit going on in Howard's garden, planting some new things and enjoying the flowers. Got a lot of different flowers, and the butterflies and the birds, the hummingbirds especially, but other kind of birds really enjoying being around, and we're enjoying watching them. I put something on Facebook that was interesting because a couple of people commented that I needed to label what the plants were, which I have done now. The last entry on Facebook, I just went around and took a picture of the various things that were in bloom. And if you get a chance to take a look at that, I've answered as a reply what they are. Purple. Some of the things that we've got in bloom right now are purple shamrock. We've got bougainvillea blooming. One bougainvillea that's not blooming very well is in a hanging basket. And it gets morning sun. It gets some pretty good morning sun up to about midday, and then it starts getting shaded by the eave of the house and not blooming very well. But it just points out that some of those tropicals like that really need to be in full sun all day long. And I think that the ones like that really respond to kind of a xeric situation and really like the hot blazing sun in the afternoon. The plant's beautiful. And I may be watering it despite taking care of it too much. It has beautiful foliage. And some of the foliage, there's about four different bougainvillea in the one hanging basket. And one of the plants is a variegated plant, and it's pretty foliage, but not blooming that well. The ones that you see that are blooming are the ones that are out in the full sun. And the little one that's in a pot, it's a little pot, little ceramic pot that's less than a gallon, it has really put on a show. But it taught me something kind of interesting. That small pot, in the heat of the summer when we had the 100-and-something degree weather, I let it get just a little bit too dry one day, and it kicked all the bracts off, and it didn't have any color for, about a week, I guess. And then when I kept it watered properly in that small container, it started blooming again and doing great. Now that it has cooled just a smidgen, it seems to like it even better. Judy's favorite plant that we have is firecracker plant, and it's also the one that the hummingbirds like the most. So if you haven't tried that, beautiful, beautiful, ferny-looking plant that needs full sun also. Turk's cap, sun or shade, it's growing all over the place. Blooming as pretty this year as I have ever seen. In fact, it's in my tea this morning. My tea is rose petals, fennel, Turk's cap flowers, and lemon. And that's a good one for you to try if you haven't. The white passion flower that a lot of people are asking me about is in full bloom. People are wondering where to buy it. I'm going to try to make cuttings available to the members of the Organic Club of America. I've got it popping up in several places. It's a wee bit invasive. Not as bad as the purple passion flower, but it does pop up here and there. The good news about that is it makes it easy to propagate. You can pull it out of the ground and stick it in some organic potting soil, and it'll take off like crazy. But it is a pure white. Every part of the flower is white, which is highly unusual. I mentioned that I got it from Shades of Green, and some people didn't notice that I said Shades of Green in San Antonio, not the one around here. It's San Antonio Shades of Green, Bob Webster's, Roberta Churchin's just incredibly beautiful garden center in San Antonio. And it shows you all these skeptics that talk about the fact that you can't have beautiful gardens and control and everything with an organic program. This garden center is one of the prettiest in the world. It's not just a pretty one in San Antonio. It's world-class beautiful, and it's 100% hardcore organic, and it's there in San Antonio, north of downtown San Antonio. So those of you that are there, in fact, if you go to San Antonio, it's one of the stops to make. Besides going to see the Alamo and the River Walk and the Botanical Gardens and all that stuff downtown, stopping to see their garden center is something I highly recommend. And you can see as much in bloom there in a garden center as any place I've ever seen. But they sell it is the main reason to bring it up there. That's where I got it originally. They gave me a start. And I think they got it on one of their buying trips. I think they got it in California on one of their trips where they were traveling around to the shows to bring in hard goods for the nursery, and that's another thing they do that's just superior. Their pots and sculpture and all kinds of hard goods, decorative house items is something worth going to see as well. But anyway, if you want to pick up one that's already growing in a pot, that's where you can get it. And we'll try to make some cuttings available to you. If you want to see it, it's on right at the top of Facebook. My Facebook right now, so check that out. Also, I pictured in there the Ixora, which is blooming beautifully at the time right now, and red pentas, yellow cestrum is still in bloom. That's a good plant. It's a big one. You need to have some space for it, but it's also good because it can take some shade. Blooms in our backyard in dappled shade, and it's really pretty. I think the cestrum comes also in orange. I don't have that one. I just have the yellow. Ojasanta is starting to bloom. That's the big leaf herb that has a very unusual white pencil-looking flowers. Garlic chives is coming into bloom. And by the way, if your garlic chives is in bloom, enjoy the blooms. Cut the flowers is my best recommendation, and bring them in. Use them as a cut flower. If you let them go to seed, and you might want to do this if you're just trying to get it established, but when garlic chives, like a lot of other plants as well, but these really do it, when they go to flower and then mature, they're loaded with little black seed that'll scatter all over the place, and they'll germinate 100%. So you'll have garlic chives all over. You can wait and collect them at that point, shake them, and use those seed to give to somebody or move to some other location. But if you leave them where they are, they're going to scatter, and you're going to get little bitty garlic chives all over the place. Red periwinkle is pictured. The diamond frost euphorbia is in bloom. And also some other plants that I'll tell you about when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit Kyolic.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The other plants I was going to tell you about that are blooming that I pictured in Facebook, the Diamond Frost Euphorbia is, I probably ought to point out that that was the original name of that plant. It's a euphorbia with tiny little green leaves and little white flowers all over it, and it blooms all summer, just loves the hot weather. And I don't know if there was some kind of a patent issue or what, but it's come out now under a different name. I can't even tell you what it is. I don't remember, but it's this little white blooming euphorbia. It may be on the market under more than one name. You can see the picture on Facebook, and you can find some nice size plants in the nursery still now, and it'll bloom for you right on up until in this part of the country, December till we have a hard frost, and then it'll probably completely kill it pretty fast. But you might just make a note of it also for next year. It's a good one. Can take a little bit of shade, but it likes it pretty hot and sunny. I put a picture of inland sea oats in there too. The sea oats seed pods are starting to turn brown, and they're very decorative. That's something that you'll need to deal with here in a while, and we'll talk about it, but not really right now. Just kind of enjoy them now. My Liriope Big Blue is in bloom. There's something going on in the industry with Liriope and also Ophiopogon and the Mondo grass. I've had a little bit die out in my garden, not of Liriope, but of Ophiopogon. Parts of it will just kind of turn straw color and die. And I started asking some of the growers if they were running into it, and they said, oh, yeah, it has become a big problem, but it's bigger. They were telling me it was a bigger problem for Liriope than for Ophiopogon. And they said Big Blue was really having some issues, and people were going back to using the Liriope Spicata more, which I don't like that much. It's a little spiky, it's not as soft as the Big Blue Liriope. And ours, Big Blue Liriope's looking good. That's the picture of it on Facebook with the blue flowers. It is in bloom in some places. So anyway, you can check out some of those things that are in bloom in my garden. Bob Webster and I were talking on his show yesterday about Jerusalem artichoke. One of his listeners asked about it. And Bob hadn't grown it before, and we were just talking about the fact that it's just a big old sunflower that has an underground tuber or rhizome that is edible. And the way you grow it is just plant it and let it grow. Throw a little organic fertilizer on it from time to time. Harvest it in the fall. You can pull most of it out of the ground. Any little pieces of that rhizome you leave in the ground will bring it back for next year. If you want to make sure you have a good crop of it, just take out every other plant and leave the entire root system of some of them in the ground. So that's the way to go on that. There's a lot of conversation right now in the industry about chemicals, the pre-emergence, and using 2,4-D to spray and directly kill plants. All of those things are really, really dangerous, and they all are very damaging to the soil, to the microbiotic activity in the soil, which is the whole point of the natural organic program. So we don't recommend any of those things. If you want to use a pre-emergent that's in the natural category, there is a new one that's being touted right now that I just heard about, and I don't know enough about it to even tell you about it yet. Hopefully I will have some information next week, but we're getting near the end of the time to put it out. We're at that window, which would probably be perfect to put out the corn gluten meal, the natural pre-emergent, and it also functions as a fertilizer, a very powerful one. Whether you use it or some kind of an organic blend, this is a wonderful time to do a major organic fertilization for your entire site. Okay, got some more things I need to cover, but let's go ahead and go to the website and go to the phones and catch up a little bit here. First up this morning, I don't know what, is it Regina? In Dallas? Regina T is what it says here. What can I do for you?
I don't know why she put a T, but, one of the things was, one of the first things is, all those maggots in that pitcher, you had put like a head of cabbage or something that you were throwing some vegetation away.
On Facebook, yep.
Oh, my gosh. That many larvae came in a short period of time? How does that work?
Well, they were already there. What she's talking about for everybody is I put on Facebook, right, behind the flowers, I have metal buckets that we keep all of the food waste in the kitchen in a stainless steel container that's on the counter, and then I move it out to those metal containers that you saw in the shots, and I've got about three or four different ones going all the time. They'll eventually rust out. The biological activity and the moisture will finally rust them out, and you have to change every now and then. But those black soldier fly larvae, the maggots, they were there already. They were just down below. When you put new material in the buckets, they move up and cover up the new food. And as you saw there, I was looking at the bucket that had those three big heads that had gone bad. We had two cabbage and one jicama in there. And they had completely disassembled all three of them as of yesterday. And they had been in there less than a week.
Now, do they ever turn into a fly?
Yeah, like, they turn into a beautiful fly. It looks like a little black wasp, but it's a fly. Let me put you on hold, Regina. I didn't plan my time very well there. I got to take a quick break here, and then I'll be back with everybody. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide.
First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. We were talking with Regina about something I put on Facebook. And by the way you get to Facebook is you go to Facebook.com. And slash the Dirt Doctor, and that takes you to our site. There's two sites which I still don't understand. Two Facebook deals. You want the one that has all the questions and photographs and all that going on. It's the one where there's a close up of my bearded face with Tater in the shot. The one that where I'm standing up with all three dogs. That's the wrong one. The information is on the other one. But anyway, you there, Regina?
I am.
What I was starting to tell you is, so everybody hears this, and then we'll get to your question. I'm sorry. But the black soldier fly is, it looks like a wasp. It looks like a blue-black wasp, and I'm sure it scares a lot of people, but it doesn't sting. It's not a wasp. It's a fly. And it's a wonderful pollinator. It's beneficial from that standpoint. And the maggots, those larvae, are very beneficial for helping break down compost, especially wet compost. So anyway, did you have a specific question?
That was a big part of it was, you know how like if something else gross dies, like even an animal, and those flies that come out of it, those are nasty flies. We don't want those. So that's good you explained that from that quantity of larvae, the flies that come out of it are actually not disgusting or bad.
That's right. They're very, very helpful. Beneficial. You know, more flies are beneficial than harmful. A lot of the flies in the garden, Bob and I were talking about that also on his show yesterday. besides the black soldier fly. And these are all pictured and explained in great detail in our bug book, the Texas Bug Book, and on the website also. But the other couple of flies, the one called green lacewing, that's a beneficial that you buy and release, that's a fly. And gorgeous thing. And you have to be careful when you, especially during the summer, if you go out a door at dusk or a little later, a lot of times there'll be things flying around your face and people will mistakenly think that they're moths and slap them and kill them. A lot of times it's the green lacewing, which is a beautiful little insect and also extremely beneficial. The other fly that you'll see in the garden that's one of my favorite is called the long-legged fly, and that's because it has real long legs and it sits on, flies around, darts around, and sits on the leaves, and it's iridescent. It's either blue or green, sometimes a combination of those colors, called the long-legged fly. It's a little bit smaller than a house fly. And it's a predator. Going around killing harmful pests, and is not negative in any way. So there's a tachinid fly. The tachinid fly has the most colorful big eyes of all the flies, and it lands on caterpillars that are plant pests, lays its eggs. The eggs hatch into these larvae. They pupate on the animal and kills the caterpillar. So they're totally beneficial.
You are so helpful.
These are all covered in the book and on the website, too. So before you kill flies, a lot of times, if they're pests, you know, obviously you want to get rid of them, but a lot of them are very beneficial.
That's awesome. I want to tell you another thing, too. Two more things. You know, way early on, some people were talking about growing the okra vertical.
Uh-huh.
And you said, oh, no, somebody try it. Well, I did, and I do have some pictures. I got to post them for you.
Okay.
Fantastic. Cool. It took down my plant by about 2 feet. So, because my okra gets to be tall, way tall,
right.
And then I can't pick the okra off. I got to pull it down. So it's fabulous, and I got some great pictures. And then, of course, you know I'm the fluoride lady. So I got to give you a quick update on fluoride and what we're doing.
Sure.
We're still trying to get the city council to understand why it's horrible to be adding this hydrofluorosilicic acid to the water. And Howard did a wonderful presentation, which you can find it on his Facebook and my Facebook, which is Fluoride Action North Texas. He did a wonderful – just your presentation alone should have said to them, let's not buy any more of this stuff until we look into it more. But in January, 13 of them voted to purchase the hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is being added to our water. Well, the new thing is I just talked to the city council on Wednesday, this last Wednesday, and I told them the water department's not doing their job. They've been injecting too much. So like on a day where fluoride, natural fluoride in the raw water is, say, 61, they inject it, and it goes to like 91, okay? And the target point, the recommended level is 0.7. So they're going to 0.9 or 0.91. It's ridiculous. And what I did was I sent for an open records request for the last 2.5 years of every single day, the raw water and the finished water, what's coming out of our tap, 184 days, from one plant alone, Elm Fork, it was over the recommended level, and it was over because they've been adding it. So
yeah, the natural level is, if people like fluoride, it's more than enough. That's one of the main points they seem to keep ignoring.
Exactly. And so I Sandy Grayson is the chairman of the Quality of Life and Environment Committee. And right now, we're just trying to put a push to her to have an open public meeting where we can bring in experts and that the people can talk about it. They have never done that. And in all the time I've been trying to get them to talk, and any talks that we've ever had, we've got to fit it in 3 minutes, and we have one time a month for each person to come talk. And so we need to have an open public meeting. I think that's nothing to ask, because they do these open public meetings on street sign changes or where are they going to put the swimming pool. They do these committee meetings that are open to the public and experts all the time.
Well, they don't like to change their mind on things they've made their minds up about, and unfortunately they listen to some of these so-called alleged experts that really don't know what they're talking about in some of these details, some of these chemical details. But anyway, you're doing a good job. Hang in there, and we'll keep everybody posted.
Can I give the number of Sandy Grayson so that they can call and ask her to have an open...
I tell you, put it on my Facebook. I don't like to give out numbers that I haven't verified. Well, I gave out an 800 number one time, and it ended up being some kind of nasty site. So I'm a little skittish. So put it on Facebook, and then we'll get it out to everybody in as many ways as we can.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, Regina.
I love you, and I listen to you all the time, and you've helped me so much in my garden.
Thanks for calling. See you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Those of you that haven't heard us talk negatively about fluoride before and think, well, that's crazy. That's good for kids and strong teeth. Well, it's not. And the chemical form of it, which is what she was talking about, which is an acid, it's a nasty thing, is added to kick the fluoride up. And in some cities like Dallas, there's already plenty of fluoride naturally in the water. That's the most ironic thing about the whole deal. And there's a lot of details about the negativity, why you should be concerned about fluoride, on our website on dirtdoctor.com and in on the internet in general. There's an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Next is Joe in Vernon, Texas. Hello, Joe.
Good morning. I have a neighbor that's having problems. It's a little small geckos getting in their house, and we don't know how to control them.
Well, first of all, they're beneficial. You probably know that, but if you have too many of them, they become kind of a pest. I hate to hurt them. They're so helpful. They eat baby roaches, which is one of the things they like to eat the most. Also, silverfish and other kind of pests in the house. Are they coming in and going to any specific place, the kitchen, for example, or anything, or are they all through the house?
Well, mainly it's just through the entranceway into the living room there, walls.
Okay.
I think they're probably coming in around the door.
Okay. Well, scooping them up and tossing them outside would be the best thing to do. Killing them, they're very delicate. They're easy to kill, and I hate to kill them, you know, so I hate to tell you what to do. If you try some cleaning with a different fragrance material, something that like orange oil, for example, or one of the essential oils that has a little bit stronger fragrance, that might help to repel them and keep them outside. I'd probably give that a try inside cleaning with, instead of what has been being used, something totally different like orange oil.
Okay. Is there any way that I can trap these things and put some of them around my house?
Well, they're pretty easy to catch. Some of them can move pretty fast. I'm not sure what the best traps would be. Do a web search on it and see what comes up, and I'll do the same thing. And I'll put that'll be something for me to put on Facebook, or we might even do one of our free newsletters on the subject. Most people, you know, like them and don't mind them being around, so having a bunch of them as a problem is a little bit out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Let me look into it a little bit more, and I'll try to get some more information for you.
All right, appreciate it.
And, thanks for calling. And if anybody out there has, I just did a newsletter about listener tips that we have gotten in some of the most recent ones that are so good. And if anybody has some additional thoughts, let us know. One of the things, and maybe I shouldn't even say this, but one of the things that will catch them is glue traps. And it's one of the reasons I don't like to use glue traps in the house, is that geckos tend to wander in them and get caught. But if for whatever reason they've become a big problem, I can't quite imagine what it would be. It's that's at least one consideration, I guess. We had the gecko, the big one. At one time, I had the brilliant idea that I would have both of them at the house. The ones we're talking about here are little Mediterranean ones that are almost translucent, real pretty little things, and have little bubbles on their toes and walk around, you know, on any kind of surface in the world. But the gecko is much bigger. It looks like a Gila monster. It's a big guy, and they're mean. The little Mediterranean geckos, you can have them crawling around in your hair and hanging on your ear. They won't hurt you at all, even if they bite, because it's such a gentle little bite. But I don't know how they even kill some of the insects they kill. But the gecko will bite you and it hurts, and they'll lock down on you like a snapping turtle. And we had one, I had this brilliant idea that if it was under the house, that it would help control pests, you know, roaches and various things. Well, it ended up in the bedroom, and Judy was very happy with me over that. And we had to capture it and put it outside. And don't know if that gecko is still around today or not. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. We're going to talk about bats and bat guano first when we come back, and then whatever subject you'd like to discuss. The telephone number again, 866-444-3478. Our website that I mentioned is free. Just fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It's free, or just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. And they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito dunks and mosquito bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I now feed my dogs and the pet food that you should let your pets try. They will enjoy it, just like mine do. Victor not only has grain-free choices, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. These great products are naturally preserved with no toxic chemicals, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor dog food and cat food at your favorite pet store or feed store. And for more information about dog and cat food recommended by me, the Dirt Doctor, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And as promised, by the way, the telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We were going to talk with Eva in Fort Worth about bats and their related properties. Hi, Eva.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, I have a fairly large container of bat guano that we got over at Mineral Wells. I found it in the back of the storage building, and it's at least, well, it was composted when we got it, and we've had it about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I apply that to the flower beds and the lawn?
Well, you put it out just like an organic fertilizer. It is a pretty powerful fertilizer, even though you have one that's aged. Is this just a natural material that came from the bats there in Mineral Wells, or
yes,
is this somebody's commercial product?
No, it came from the museum was selling it.
I'll be darned. Okay. Well, it's a very high quality, very clean fertilizer, natural fertilizer. And there's one little catch to it. Even when it's aged like you have there, you can overuse it. One of the humorous events that happened early on in my career of converting commercial projects, in some cases, over to an organic project, was that I got a call from one of the companies that has done the most with organics since then and still doing it, the Lambert's companies. They called me out to a hotel, and they said they were having a problem with some of the new flowers. It looked like they were being burned. And I said, well, what have you put out? Well, nothing but some bat guano and some other things. And I said, okay, fine. And as I drove up to the place, I smelled – it has kind of a funny, sweet smell, especially when it's fairly young. And I thought, boy, that smells like they put it out awfully heavy. And they had put it out about 2 inches thick around the flowering plant. So even though it looks like just a real fertile, gentle, soft, organic fertilizer, it's got some high numbers. It's got a lot of NPK in it for an organic fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also loaded with trace minerals and everything. So what you would do is just put it out like you would an unorganic fertilizer, it's somewhere between 10 and 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And if you've got any worry at all, you can keep it down around the 10 pounds. It'd just be a kind of a light application in the soil. It wouldn't be enough to even coat the soil a solid brown color.
Okay.
So, and you can mix it into the soil. You can mix it with other materials and put it out. Just don't put it out so thick that it piles up against the stems of the plants. In your case, since it's so well aged, it probably wouldn't be a problem at all, mm-hmm. but it'd be a waste of material, and you just don't need to do that.
Okay. Have another question. I've noticed more than normal amount of red wasps, and I've looked around, and I can't find a red wasp nest, but I see them feeding on the lantana and other things. Is that normal for them to feed on blossoms?
Well, it is, but this is an unusual year. I've seen more red wasps this year than ever also. Mm-hmm. And other people tell me the same thing. Bob told me he's seeing the same thing down in San Antonio. The paper wasps that we normally have, you know, under the eaves of houses and places like that, we have a couple of nests at the office, and I have one at home, but very, very few, not very many at all. And like you said, I'm seeing the red wasps around, but I haven't run into a nest either, by the way, which is something you don't want to do. If you run into one of their nests, they will tear you up. They are very protective. And the sting is very powerful. It's a lot stronger than the paper wasp is. The good news is when they're out foraging, like you're seeing, when they're on the lantana and other flowering plants, you can basically brush into them accidentally, and they won't sting you. And that's the case with most wasps. When they're out working, they're not aggressive. They're only aggressive when you're threatening their young. And so if you don't even know where it is, you know, you can accidentally run into it. But if you do know where it is, be very careful for anybody listening. If you do know where a red wasp nest is, be very careful and stay away from it. You don't want to kill them because they're beneficial. They control caterpillar pests and other insects. Very, very beneficial. They're also helpful for pollinating when they're out doing their foraging.
Do they build nests in shrubs or trees?
They tend to build nests in shrubby material and stay kind of hidden. I got into one when I was a kid a long time ago out at a lake, and they had built it under a pier. And I was, you know, kids, I was terrible. I was always moving around, feet dangling, and, you know, in and out of the water on the pier. And I accidentally bumped into them, and I got a bunch of sting. Got pretty sick. Mm-hmm. So they tend to hide out. But they're beneficial. Don't worry about them when they're foraging, though.
Well, they haven't been aggressive. I've just worked in the yard with them.
Yep, that's all you do.
And that was fine, but I just don't know where they live.
No, just know that they're hidden out somewhere. Keep looking for them, and when you find them, stay away from them. Got to
okay,
run.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Your call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, that's hour number one. We got a couple more for you. Telephone number to be with me, even if you're not listening, is 866-444-3478. The website, dirtdoctor.com. And we'll talk about any kind of gardening or landscaping or pest control you'd like right after this.